This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, August 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom counters Texas redistricting, new produce safety roadmap, and Mexico gets a tariff pause. Newsom mulls special election to counter Texas redistricting. Governor Gavin Newsom is exploring the possibility of holding a special election on November 4th that would ask voters to approve new congressional district maps designed to bolster Democratic representation ahead of the 2026 midterms. The proposal emerges in direct response to Texas Republicans' redistricting plan. Backed by President Donald Trump and Governor Greg Abbott, the plan aims to flip up to 5 GOP-leaning U.S. House seats. Under Newsom's plan, California voters would temporarily suspend the state's independent redistricting commission, which was created by voter initiative. That would allow the legislature to redraw maps for the 26, 28, and 2030 elections before reinstating the commission afterward. But legal and political hurdles do loom. Changing the state constitution requires a two-thirds legislative support and substantial voter turnout. The commission also remains broadly popular. Newsom frames the move as a necessary countermeasure, warning that unchecked Republican redistricting could jeopardize Democratic fairness nationwide. A roadmap for modernizing FDA produce safety. The Reagan-Udall Foundation has released its Roadmap to Produce Safety, a summary report of the Produce Safety Dialogue. The policy recommendations are the result of a nationwide stakeholder engagement involving more than 170 participants from industry, academia, consumer groups, regulators, and government. The FDA commissioned a report identifies fresh produce safety as a critical, unresolved food safety challenge and offers two core recommendations. For one, adopt a risk-based, shared responsibility model across the produce supply chain. It also calls for establishing a structured, independently governed, and sustainably funded stakeholder collaboration to drive long-term improvements. In response, FDA announced a national search for an executive director to lead its new Office of Produce Safety, created during the 2024 reorganization of its Human Foods program. The agency signals support for the coalition approach outlined in the roadmap and agreed that FDA should not lead the stakeholder group to preserve broad industry and scientific leadership and improving safety for fruits and vegetables. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. DPR releases training resources, Ag Commissioner Engagement. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has released new training resources on its resource hub for local engagement to support county agriculture commissioners and community members. Developed by a work group involving the two parties, the resources include a 30-minute video, participant workbook, and facilitator guide. Materials for community audiences are available in several languages. The launch aims to enhance understanding, communication, and collaboration between local regulators and affected communities. Mexico gets more time as higher tariffs kick in for others. Dozens of U.S. trade partners are waking up to higher tariffs following President Donald Trump's self-imposed August 1 deadline for deal-making. But Mexico can breathe slightly easier knowing it has 90 days before its own tariff hike. Trump said he spoke with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum on Thursday morning. The two agreed to keep working toward a solution to prevent an increase in the fentanyl tariffs from 25% to 30%, he said. But higher tariffs for dozens of other U.S. trade partners kicked in at midnight after two previous delays. Here's what many of the largest economies stand. The dealmakers include Japan, the European Union, and South Korea. They secured agreements to accept 15% tariffs in exchange for investment promises, purchase commitments, and other concessions. A second group of smaller economies made up of Indonesia, the Philippines, and Vietnam, they've secured rates of 19 or 20%. United Kingdom locked in a 10% rate. Pakistan has also clinched a deal, but neither side has mentioned the rate. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said that Thailand and Cambodia had secured deals, but did not give the rates. All these countries, except the United Kingdom, have seen their rates increase this morning from the 10% baseline in effect from April. Then there's the no dealers. Multiple countries were in negotiations in the administration, but they didn't reach a deal with the U.S. before the deadline. Accordingly, India faces a 25% rate this morning, along with an unspecified future penalty. Canada's fentanyl tariffs have gone up to 35%. Other deadlines? Well, Mexico joins a select group of countries that have received separate deadlines, a pause in higher tariffs on China set to expire August 12th. Brazil's tariffs set to rise to 50% next week per an executive order published on Wednesday. Ex-USDAers discuss reorganization on Newsmakers. Former USDA officials offer different perspective on the proposed reorganization of the department on this week's episode of AgriPulse Newsmakers. Bruce Knight, who was Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs during the George W. Bush administration, said the plan needs to be given a chance to work. He also said he hopes the proposal sparks a conversation about the services USDA should be providing and how best to provide them. Former Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney, who served during the Biden administration, agreed to an extent. He said, quote, "Bruce is right that we need to think about how we make sure government serves farmers, ranchers, all the constituents better. It's just not clear to me that this plan has anything to do with that." The plan contemplates moving staff from the National Capital Region to five hubs around the country. Knight said the department needs to, quote, "look at the work and the function that needs to be done as opposed to just where folks are located. The sooner we get to that conversation using this process in the next 30 days, well, that's opportunity that I see for good government at USDA. You can watch Newsmakers today at AgriPulse.com. Well, here's today's final word. My favorite thing to do is to go to Starbucks and order an iced latte with almond juice. That Kansas GOP Senator Roger Marshall telling Newsmax he refuses to call it almond milk. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, August 1st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.